I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protesters were calling for a presidential ouster in Sudan on Friday. The chaos opened the door for the question of an uprising in the style of an Arab Spring. It's also only going to add to the troubles already plaguing groups like Kids Alive International. President Al-Laki says,
"The problem in the north right now is that they withdrew all personal ID information from all the residents, and they have to go back and reapply. And as they do that, they have to identify what religion they are. And so many of the Christians are fearful to do that at this time."
Key staff are kind of trapped where they are. Ministries themselves have not lost any focus or energy, so keep praying for them. The Colorado Waldo Canyon fire has burned tens of thousands of acres by now. Some of that land was still home to believers just a week ago. The Evangelical Free Church of America has several churches in the region.
"Almost at every church, there's displaced families. Several of the churches have half or more of the congregation are displaced."
That's the EFCA's Mark Lewis. He says it's too dangerous yet to assess their full response, but they're starting with spiritual care and prayer. And Audio Scripture Ministries just found out what it's like to go from 0 to 70 in short order. We told you last month about ASM's outreach explosion. Executive Director Tom Dudenhofer said their teams could easily distribute 500 digital scripture players in a month in Mozambique, but that their fund was running a little short. Somebody heard that story because that person hand-delivered a check that shoots the project to within 30% of its goal. This is a really neat story. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God. To get your free copy, give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org and click the link. I'm Ruth Kramer.